Greetings, beloved ones. Thank you for receiving us. We are very pleased to have this grand opportunity to return and celebrate all that you are. The evolution of your light and your consciousness. Since we last visited with you in your time of 2019, is not only unprecedented, but it is far beyond anything we ever imagined possible. Your group is the leading edge. You are creating a pathway that millions will eventually follow out of the density and back into the light of source and into the light of their soul spirit. Each one of you are significant to what is being created. Your names are whispered throughout the universe. You are the focus of not only much attention, but also the greatest of respect and awe from throughout all the master realms. Take a breath. When we first came forth in your 2019 light conference, we were very limited to a very narrow stream of our consciousness for only a small segment of your time. In your present time, we can enter your realm in a much fuller expression. This is possible because of this incredible temple of light, but also because of your ability to receive and hold stably, increasingly, and more refined and more complex light frequencies. The she is the vastness of the full spectrum of creation. In other words, there is nothing that exists that is separate from this divine expression of the all that is. In this moment, we are here emanating from the fullness of Prime Creator in the stream of light and consciousness known as the Sacred Divine Feminine. As you heard a few moments ago, the divine feminine aspect of creation has been referenced with many names and descriptions throughout the ages. It is the mother aspect of creation. It is the creatress. It is the cosmic womb from which all is birthed. It is the Sophia. It is the Shekinah. It is the Holy Spirit. The sacred divine feminine emanation is the living essence of the all that is. It is the creative force that brings life to everything and uses that fifth element that you know so well. It is the intimate expression of life because it permeates and is contained in every aspect of what is made manifest. Now, as you know, we are not referencing body gender, as both genders carry codes of both the feminine and the masculine. We find ourselves again limited by your language. There is, however, in all realms of creation, the principle of gender that is expressed throughout the universe. In your human form, how you utilize and express the specific light codes you carry will be influenced by the gender you occupy in each incarnation. The feminine and the masculine expressions of Source are massive, massive streams of light consciousness beyond your present comprehension. Both expressions are unique and are required to create balance and unity within the human heart and the human consciousness on your planet. In your 2019 gathering, you received an iteration of the seventh dimensional light template, which contained the sacred feminine imprint of creation. All of you have done a wonderful job of utilizing that template and creating balance within yourself. Each of you have held that iteration beautifully, and it has contributed greatly to your personal spiritual maturity. That iteration and the others that you received before had a great influence on bringing forth the massive unity template you received in 2020. Without your ability to hold your unified field in a state of balance, you would not have been able to bring the unity template into the Christic matrix within the earth. And breathe. While you in this group have brought many aspects of yourself back into balance, humanity as a whole still struggles. And the imbalance on your earth appears to be escalating. Many of the masses are slowly coming to the realization and understanding that the earth and humankind cannot continue in this unsustainable state of imbalance that is and has been ruled by power over for far too long. Those of you in this group are very aware that all aspects of the feminine, sacred and otherwise, has sadly been silenced, distorted, dismissed, and forgotten for eons of time. This has resulted and the out of control imbalance on your earth and within humankind, which in turn has created deep wounding in the heart of both the feminine and the masculine. Recently, a grand council meeting was held in the higher realms with all the elders from all the stargates, and with many creative and master beings. The decision was made that the sacred feminine aqua ray and the sapphire blue ray of the sacred masculine would now be returned to the earth. These are powerful universal rays which were created in the realm of Source. Our first focus will be on returning the aqua blue ray of the divine feminine. The massive imprint of the sacred feminine, once placed, will begin transmitting the sacred codes of the balanced feminine to the earth and into the consciousness of humankind. It will require time for these light codes held in the essence of this beautiful ray to take effect. It is our hope that with the infusion of the fifth element, along with compassion, nurturing, and inclusiveness that are held in this ray, deep healing of the wounds of separation can begin, and the purity of the meaning of unity can be restored. Once this universal ray is stably established, we will return sometime, we hope, in your next year to bring forth the sapphire blue ray of the divine masculine. When you opened your conference, you were given several points on the significance of this 11-11 portal. And one of those points was the 11th anniversary of the return of the Christic Matrix to this planet, and that the Matrix would be influenced by what occurred in this conference. So return your attention to this beautiful universal ray. Notice that the color of this multifaceted ray is an extraordinary aqua blue, and it shimmers and radiates light. It too has a luminous quality to it. You can see streams of gold and platinum light flashing throughout. The colors are indescribable and beyond what your earth has known for a very long time. This beautiful creation, the universal aqua blue ray, holds the complete and original template of the sacred divine feminine in its full expression as was intended by the creatress of all that is. Both this beautiful aquamarine blue ray and the sapphire blue ray of the divine feminine, along with the matrix of the Christ of consciousness, were part of the original matrix of the earth at its inception. All three were removed from the earth as darkness fell over this planet. With the return of the Christic matrix 11 years ago, the earth is now prepared for the return of the sacred feminine ray of the all that is. Place your awareness on that eighth dimensional aspect of your sacred heart center that sits in front of your human heart. Since sitting with us, you have been receiving the light codes and frequencies from this radiating universal aqua blue ray into the eighth dimensional sacred heart center and into your entire unified field. And breathe. Many of you in this group, no matter your body type, entered into this and many past incarnations, bringing with you the light-coded imprint of the sacred feminine with the specific intention of assisting in returning the sacred feminine light to the earth. Today, that long-held intention will be fulfilled. Once this universal ray is returned to the earth, the light codes that you hold will activate another sequence in your prime directive in the frequency of your unified field. Now, let me speak directly to those of you here in male form. The return of this universal aqua ray of light will have great impact on you. Whether or not you believe assisting in returning this ray was part of your mission or prime directive, the return of this ray will provide the pathway for the sapphire blue ray of the sacred masculine to also return to earth. So be assured that the return of this ray will impact your life in ways you cannot conceive of at this time. Standing in the power of your sacred and divine masculine essence, you do this for your mother, for your grandmother, for your wife, your sister, your best friend, your daughter, and her daughters. They need the power and the protection of the sacred masculine to stand for them and beside them. They need you to stand as guardians of this sacred ray for all humans and the earth. Do you understand? Each one of you here is the son or the daughter of a mother. So take a breath and let's return this magnificent ray of light to the center of Mother Earth. So gather now in the core of the planet, standing in the fullness of your light pillar. Prepare to receive this ray as the light moves through this space and into the soul star of the earth. As it is received by the earth, it will continue to the opening at the top of the planet. There are many elemental inner earth and master beings here to assist as this massive light now enters the top of the planet, following the same path as the Unity Template. Keeping your pillar stable, the ray comes into the center of the planet in its position next to the Unity Template, where it is locked into the crystalline core and the Christed Matrix. Now that it's locked in place, the divine light from the aqua blue ray will continue flowing until it reaches the southern point of Mother Earth. It will then become part of the toroidal flow of the planet. It begins emitting its frequencies and radiance immediately. And how beautiful it is. What an amazing gift to witness ancient promises coming to fulfillment. We'll remain here for a moment. With this accomplished, let us now return to your light form. Once again, you have participated and assisted in another remarkable achievement. The return of this vital ray of light that holds the beauty, the knowledge, and the wisdom codes of the sacred and divine feminine will begin blessing the earth and all humankind. It will provide all of humanity with the opportunity to feel valued, honored, and respected. Then and only then can full balance and harmony be achieved. For all of those in female form, after many thousands of years of being silenced and suppressed, they will once again see their divine image reflected back to them as the brilliant being and soul spirit they are, created in the luminous image of the sacred feminine of the all that is. It is now proclaimed. Let us sit together for a couple of moments as you begin to integrate for yourself the codes of this massive and beautiful ray that you now carry in your sacred heart center, in your unified field. Now that this beautiful Akalbu ray, the sacred she aspect of creation, has been returned to the earth, it will never again be removed. Each of you now emit this beautiful ray in your luminous light body. As we step back, only the sound of our voice will recede. For with the return of this ray, we will remain close by, and you will always find us standing next to you. Divine blessings and grace, beloved ones of the sacred light.